Eddie, your assessment of, well, what was a good rescue draw in the end, but I'm sure you didn't want it to get to that stage anyway.
No, of course. Game of two halves for us, the cliche, but first half very disjointed, disappointing. Second half a lot better. The relationships were there in the team and we were on the front foot. And so, yeah, the frustrating thing was how we started and, you know, we go a goal down. We then have some great chances to level. We don't take them. We go 2-0 down. And then it's a long way back from that point. So credit to the players for finding the things needed to fight back second half. And we had them penned in and I thought we deserved that, if not to win.
Imagine you're stood there thinking 2-0 down, not again, after last season.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, in recent games, you know, Brighton, where we've had to fight back, and West Ham, we've had to fight back. So it's a very good sign when you're never beaten, and I think that's the overriding emotion. We have to be pleased that we've got that never say die spirit still in the team, and because it's not a given that you're going to come back. You've got to earn the right to do it. We did that with a very high tempo second half performance, a lot more like ourselves. The disappointing thing was it wasn't there first half.
Can you put your finger on why?
Well, I think. Yeah, the obvious reasons that we're making changes to the team and the rhythm of the team, the relationships between players wasn't quite there during the first period. And then that makes us a little bit disjointed. Then confidence potentially goes from the team during certain stages of that half. We're 2-0 down and the lads have got to deal with that and fight back, which is the pleasing thing we did.
Too simple, Eddie, to say they're League One, you're Premier League, you should be beating them much easier, should be much more comfortable than it was today to even get a draw.
Well, of course, but if it was that simple, then the game wouldn't be interesting. And I'm sure, without knowing any other results, I'm sure there's upsets up and down the country, and that's the beauty of this competition, that's the beauty of football. You know, we've been on the other side of it where we've been the League One team and the Championship team playing these games and you know we've won them ourselves, and they are difficult games and you have to respect them. You know, they're top of their league and flying and full of confidence, and I think that showed during the first half with their performance. I think you have to give them credit.
It's a replay. I imagine that's the last thing you needed coming off the back of a busy schedule. It's another game again, more pressure on your players.
In an ideal world, it wouldn't be what we wanted. We wanted to win today and move on to the next round, but it's not to be, and we have to deal with that. But it's a competition that we want to win, and I think we showed that. I think the players showed that. I think we showed that with our changes. We want to be in it, so we'll have to deal with the replay and try and win that one.
Did you get a view of what happened at the end just before the equaliser? Wigan wanted a penalty. Have you spoken to any of the defenders involved? Was there a touch from them on the ball?
No, I haven't. I think my initial thought, I thought he was offside to start with. But then he goes through, and I think looking at the incident, that could have gone either way. I wouldn't be surprised to see a penalty given. I wasn't surprised to see the decision go in our favour, but it was it was a tight call.
And just on a couple of players in particular, he handed a debut to Conor Mahoney. He went off at half-time. He picked up a couple of knocks in the first half. Was that because of injury or just tactical?
No, tactical. I wanted to get Mark Pugh and Jordan Ibe onto the pitch. I felt we needed their creativity and their input into the game to try and drag us back into it. I thought Conor did okay. I think he was slightly unfortunate to come off. But as I say, I needed those players on the pitch.
And Lys Mousset, a first goal for him. He's waited a fair while for that. And what do you make of his performance today?
Thought Lys did well. I think the most pleasing thing for Lys is that he was on the pitch at the end of the game. And we've had to build his fitness up from a long way back. And when he first came into the football club, delighted he's got his first goal. As you say, he's done everything but score. Before this moment for the club, today he's had a few chances that haven't quite fallen right for him, but he took his goal very well, and he is an excellent finisher off that right foot, so hopefully it's the first of many for him.
And how pleasing for you to have Brad Smith back as well, obviously, to provide competition for Charlie Daniels after a long time out.
Yeah, pleased for Brad. I mean, it's difficult. He's been out a long period of time, and with Charlie carrying an injury, we didn't think it wise to risk Charlie today. So, yeah, Brad played, but I think, you know, we need to build him up from this point because he's been out a long time.
And just my final one, I know on Friday you told us you didn't have an update, but since Lewis Graben has returned to the club, is there an update now? What's the situation with Lewis moving forward?
We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see what happens between now and the end of the window. In terms of Lewis's situation, he will move on from this football club, I think. But let's wait and see. Nothing's ever cut and dried in football, but I think he's looking for a move.
Are there offers in for Lewis Graben?
No, we've had no offers at this stage. We'll wait and see how the window unfolds.